AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Protests and counter-protests in McKinney, Texas, over the actions of a white police officer trying to control minority teens at a pool party. Video shows the officers shoving a bikini-clad teen to the ground. Joy Brown says she thinks the situation could have been handled differently.
I do think he used excessive force with the young lady. She was a teenager, a small teenager, and I just believe that other steps could have been taken to rectify that situation.
But Scott Corcoran, who marched in support of the police, says he thinks they may have been justified in their actions.
From the email that I read from the neighbors, is that there was just more kids with a DJ playing some vulgar music for hours and hours, and finally a couple of fights broke out and the police showed up.
There's good news for students who attended the now-defunct Corinthian colleges.
The federal government will erase much of the students' debt, part of a new plan that could cost taxpayers as much as $3.5 billion. The law already provides for debt relief for students so long as they apply within 120 days. The latest plan expands debt relief to those who attended a now-closed school as far back as a year ago. Corinthian Colleges was one of the largest for-profit schools when it nearly collapsed last year and became a symbol of fraud in the world of higher education and student loans. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The National Interagency Fire Center says a wet spring reduced the likelihood of wildfires during June over much of the nation, but the risk is above normal in drought-stricken California, Hawaii, and parts of the Southwest, and Alaska, also at above normal risk. Multi-state search is underway for people who may have come in contact with a woman with a rare form of TB.
The woman traveled to the U.S. from India in April, arriving at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. She spent time in Missouri and Tennessee before returning to Illinois, where she became sick and was admitted to a suburban Chicago hospital. The woman is now being treated at the National Institutes of Health Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland.
This is AP Radio News. In the Stanley Cup Finals, it was a clutch road victory for Tampa Bay last night in Chicago, says Lightning defenseman Andre Schuster.
That was huge, obviously. When you get scored on, you know, the momentum changes a little bit. But we were fortunate to get a goal right off the bat, and it helped us to win the game, obviously.
The Lightning beat the Blackhawks 3-2, taking a 2-1 lead in the series. The U.S. beat Australia 3-1 in the Women's World Cup opener. Team USA forward Kristen Press says goalie Hope Solo kept the U.S. alive until the offense showed up.
It was tough. I mean, they got a lot of good opportunities. Hope Solo came up huge for us 2 or 3 times, and she kept us in the game. And we knew that we were going to have to the weather storm the first 15 minutes or so, and, I mean, they definitely made us earn that win.
Obituaries include Vincent Bugliosi, prosecutor who parlayed his handling of the Charles Manson trial into career as a best-selling author of Helter Skelter. He died of cancer at 80. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.